The Steve Gruber Show, American Values with Midwestern Common Sense.
Hold your head up. Hold your head up. All right. 18 after on this Thursday. I guess I'll be joining the fake news. I'll be a featured member of the fake news today because I'm on that Skype feed for the Sean Spicer press briefing at 2 o'clock today. We've been asked to join going forward. We said, sure, why not? I'm going to be the guy on the flat screen, the creepy guy over his shoulder. Joking, of course, but I am going to be there. Liz Peek, my next guest. So Liz, I'm joining the fake media in earnest today. Pretty exciting.
It's very exciting, and pretty soon maybe Moscow will also call you out. I don't know if you saw that story today, but they've begun to smack news organizations for fake news, and they got the New York Times in their sites and other other liberal newspapers. I don't know whether to cheer or cry, honestly.
I don't know either. You know, I bring this to people's attention. First of all, I am asking people if you've got a question, if you could ask Sean Spicer, go to the Facebook page and tell me. But with this is all coming ahead of the Veritas Project with James O'Keefe. At 10 o'clock today, apparently, this guy, who's always known for getting people to talk on camera when they don't know that they're on camera or saying the things they're saying, has been inside, they believe, CNN newsrooms all over America for the last several weeks or months, collecting comments from anchors and reporters and different people. It comes out at 10 o'clock, and apparently CNN very nervous about this.
Well, I think they should be. I mean, we've already had some insight into just how politically biased CNN is. And, you know, they have done better of late. Their ratings and so forth have gone up somewhat. So, you know, will this further discredit the liberal media? Possibly. Although, honestly, nobody seems to care. I mean, the country is so divided that the people who are anti-Trump applaud the fact that the media is going out of their way to demean and demonize everything he does. So I can't wait to see what comes out. But, you know, it's just going to harden attitudes. Look, the public appreciation or attitude towards the media right now, all-time low. It's worse than Congress, and that is saying an enormous amount. So, you know, are we going to find out that CNN is actively conspiring to undermine the Trump presidency? Probably. But who's surprised by that?
Nobody. But that's why, of all the institutions in America, as you pointed out, the media is lower than Congress.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. Well done.
I mean, it's really pretty astonishing. But again, there doesn't seem to be... I think you know I read the New York Times first thing every morning, which really gets my motor running. There does not seem to be any remorse, any second look, even the slightest effort to balance out the stories.
Any journalism, do you find
there? Exactly. And really, this latest immigration salvo from Donald Trump is a really good example, because I wrote a piece about really what went on during the Obama years, and even the New York Times in 2014 ran a story looking at the 3.2 million deportations, looking at all these deportations under Obama. By the way, almost none of them for serious crimes. I mean, the big story now is, oh my gosh, Trump is going to, you know, throw you out if you have a traffic violation.
Which is
Guess
nonsense.
What? So did Obama.
Right. Well, you know, it's kind of, it stretches the truth, though, and the credibility. Here's the thing, though, and I'm telling you this. As I sit here today in the Midwest again, and I look around and I talk to people, people are more, it's just Scarborough before Mika told us yesterday, it's the media's job, damn it, to tell you what to think, as Mika Brzezinski did yesterday. It's not Donald Trump's job, that's ours. But Scarborough was right in what he said, and that is Trump supporters say he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do. That's why they support him. And in fact, more people support him now because he's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, and slapping the media around, figuratively speaking, wins for him every time. Why would you ever stop?
Well, I think it's true, and people can see it. You know, here's the thing. Americans are simply not that stupid, and they understand what's going on. And really, my husband and I were compiling a list this morning of what is Trump being held accountable for? And I'm going to try and do a piece on this. You know, the California dam, that's Trump's fault. Sports teams losing, that's Trump's fault. There is absolutely nothing that goes wrong in the universe these days that is not Trump's fault somehow. And it's so over the top. I actually had a liberal friend write me yesterday and say, I like your piece. I'm not a Trump fan, but you know what? Someone needs to be telling the truth out there, and nobody is.
You know what's interesting? You mentioned California, the Oroville Dam. Not my president, says California. Not my president, says Governor Jerry Brown. Until, well, the dam's about to break, and
right,
it's raining really
help.
Badly. He's my president. Mr. President, can you send us some help, please? Because now you're my president. Please help me.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the moment where secession actually looks pretty good to the rest of the country.
See you later. You know what? I'd keep Northern California. I would just break it in half. We'll just let the southern part go away.
Well, I don't know.
Because the Northern California is pretty...
Berkeley. Are you really wanting to keep Berkeley?
Well, we could, you know, it could be like a little thin strip, you know.
Yeah,
that can go,
yeah,
too. We'll get rid of that, too.
The problem is, you know, all kidding aside, what we have before us is some really enormous legislative battles and things that are incredibly important to the country. Tax reform, Obamacare replacement, et cetera. The language on Obama... There was a rally in New York City amongst liberal activists last night, and also, I think Cuomo was there, about Obamacare. And you would think that this is the most wonderful, successful program that ever has been launched. So now they've wrapped their arms around it. They don't want to let it go. The problem is there are probably some people who are confused about that, and they're saying, wait a minute, I thought the Democrats wanted to junk Obamacare just as much as Republicans did. But Trump has got to have some national consensus for getting this thing
improved,
because otherwise, honestly, you know, you go back to somebody, I think it was Paul Ryan, said, look, if we were smart and if we were just being political, we'd let the thing collapse its own weight.
Well, that's true, but the problem that Trump faces are things like John McCain and Lindsey Graham that are feckless weasels,
yeah,
my belief. And they create problems because it doesn't matter what Trump does. They're going to join and take snipe at him, too. And look, John McCain said this, and somehow that's really important to the media.
Yeah.
I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
No,
Liz.
John McCain and Lindsey Graham, I think, you know, I have suggested that Trump bring them into the White House and really kind of talk them around, because John McCain just went to Syria on a sort of secret mission to Syria. If he really wants to be involved in national policy on matters like Syria, he needs to be working with the White House. And I don't think it would be that hard.
He needs to do it, no question. I got to leave it there, Liz. I got to leave it there, my friend.